I lay on my side. She lay facing me. I saw the sheen of her eyes and the whiteness of her teeth in the half-light of the cave. I could sense the soft tempo of her breathing.
"So we wait," she said.
"And we'll have to be very careful. He likes the night."
"We'll be careful. It's worth being careful.
You know, Tall, I thought all along this would get messed up.
Now I don't think so anymore. Isn't that strange? Now that it is as bad as it can get, I think we're going to make it."
"I hope so." She rolled onto her back. Her voice was soft.
"We're going to make it. We'll get to the car. There's enough money here. It isn't worth the risk of going back after my things. We'll drive through the night, Tal. We'll drive all night. We'll take turns. I'm a good driver. I know just how it's going to be. We'll go to New Orleans. We can be there late tomorrow. I know a man there. He'll help us. We'll sell the car there. We'll catch our plane there. We'll have everything new, all new clothes. Mexico City first, I think. Then over to Havana. I was in Havana once with a friend. No, not Havana. Where will we go from there, Tal?
Rio, Buenos Aires, then Paris.
Paris, of course. It's funny, I've always been looking. Like that game where you come into the room and they've named something, but you don't know what it is, and you have to find out. I've been looking for something I don't know the name of. Ever feel like that?
Yes.
You don't know what it is, but you want it. You look in a lot of places for it. You try a lot of things, but they aren't it. This time, I know I'm going to find it.
We were quiet for a long time. She turned toward me again. I put my hand on the curve of her waist, let it rest there, and felt the quickening tempo of her breathing.